Hi, I'm Mary Joseph. I'm a PhD student at University of Jyväskylä, School of Business and Economics. And my PhD is in the understanding the growth of social enterprises. I'm quite interested in that topic because it's a new sort of organizations which requires collaboration from many policymakers. One important factor which such an organization can provide is the context, because academics have a wide network due to the improvement and international conferences. They travel abroad and they have contacts which spans across countries, and their professional contacts. And for a business, these could be valuable contacts. If a business researcher knows other business researchers in other part of the world, and they can use those contacts for business, that's one big advantage that I think. Other aspect is that many of the universities in many countries are public sector organizations, so they have a close link with the government, which makes the policies for supporting entrepreneurship and businesses. So in that aspect also, it's a very good collaborative platform in the sense that they can influence the policies that is taken by the government for supporting enterprises and companies. It's when I think about it, it's rhetorically, I think we need to get rid of several silos in the community, separating department and people. In that sense, I also refer to my PhD topic, which is about social enterprises. Their main aim is trying to break one silo. How do we combine the aspect of doing good and doing business? So breaking silos is one aspect that is very advantageous of GFP, in my opinion. First of all, as I mentioned before, the context is one important aspect. I am an Indian and I am currently based in Europe because of personal reasons. And in future, my ambition is to work in this area of Indo-European trade. And for me, being part of GFP's particularly helped me in that direction.